WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right. Good morning, world. Leo Wesson here, and let me tell you, I've got a little something to say about expectations as little monsters that can either rocket us forward or completely derail our day. Ever feel like you're constantly setting the bar impossibly high? Like you're chasing this mirage of perfection that just keeps shimmering out of reach. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It's time to ditch those unrealistic expectations and replace them with something a whole lot more sustainable: real goals, attainable dreams, and a healthy dose of self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think I'm about to preach some everything is fine kind of positivity, hear me out. This isn't about lowering your standards or settling for mediocrity. It's about being honest with yourself about what's truly possible and celebrating the small victories along the way. You know that feeling when you finally finish a project you've been putting off? A sense of accomplishment? That's what we're aiming for here, that beautiful, genuine feeling of progress. So how do we actually pull this off? Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you set those realistic expectations and start crushing it. First things first, know your limitations. We all have them, no matter how awesome we think we are. Recognizing what you can realistically achieve in a given time frame helps you avoid burnout and keeps you focused on what truly matters. Don't try to be everything to everyone all at once. Pick your battles wisely and celebrate those small wins. Next up, break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps. Think of it like climbing a mountain. If you focus solely on the peak, it can feel overwhelming. But by breaking the journey into smaller hikes, each step feels achievable and keeps you motivated. You've got this one step at a time, buddy. Thirdly, embrace imperfection. Seriously, nobody expects perfection, not even your mom, unless she's running for president, that may be. It's okay to make mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress over perfection every single time. Now, let's talk about comparing yourself to others. It's a sneaky little beast that can throw your whole game off. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember that everyone's path is different. You're not racing against anyone but yourself. Run your own race with grace and determination. Finally, don't be afraid to adjust your expectations as you go. Life is a crazy roller coaster, and sometimes things don't go according to plan. Be flexible, adapt to the curveballs, and remember that it's okay to change course if needed. You're not defined by your goals, but by how you navigate the journey. Picture this. Sarah has been dreaming of running a marathon for years. She sets an ambitious goal to train for 6 months, aiming to complete the 26.2 miles in under 4 hours. Sarah dives headfirst into training, pushing herself relentlessly. But then, life happens, she gets sick, a family emergency comes up, and her work schedule becomes even more demanding. Suddenly, Sarah feels overwhelmed and discouraged. The once clear path seems blurry and unattainable. But here's where the magic happens. Sarah takes a deep breath, acknowledges the challenges, and decides to adjust her expectations. She knows that she might not be able to hit that 4-hour mark this time around, but she can still finish the marathon even if it means walking some parts of the way. She focuses on enjoying the journey, celebrating her small victories along the way, and simply crossing that finish line. And you know what? Sarah feels incredible. She realizes that it wasn't about achieving a specific time, but about pushing herself beyond her comfort zone and embracing the challenge. So remember, friends, setting realistic expectations isn't about lowering your standards, it's about aligning them with your reality. It's about celebrating progress over perfection, finding joy in the journey, and remembering that sometimes the most rewarding victories are those we never expected. Now, get out there and crush those goals one realistic step at a time. Let's keep this conversation going, folks. Share your thoughts on setting realistic expectations. What works for you? What challenges do you face? Drop me a line in the comments below or find me on social media. I love hearing from you. And remember, tomorrow is another chance to wake up winning. Catch you then.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.